Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the Odyssey app. We'll get more of your phone calls in a second here, but we got Max running the ones and twos, and I know you've been so fired up from the draft here. Just give us your takeaway with the decisions made on Friday by Adam Peters.
Friday, I think, was even better than Thursday. Because I wanted us to trade back into the first round really bad for an offensive lineman. That didn't happen. I'm really happy with everybody that we picked at the top. I think Jerzon Newton was the best player available. I think they were a little bit surprised when Atlanta took that defensive tackle that wasn't Jerzon Newton right before them. So I think that was what jogged that decision. And then, I mean, Mike Sanders still is incredible. Ben Sinnott, I'm hugely fired up for it. I think he was one of the better tight ends in this class, and it's not a very deep class, so I think he's going to be a star. And then Luke McCaffrey, I think, is going to be his contested catch rate is insane. So I think that's what's going to, because a huge problem for us last year was not getting separation as a receiving core. So I think he's going to really add a lot to that.
What I love about the Friday selections is that I'm like you, Max. I wanted us to get in. Back into the first, trade up to get a left tackle, right? Round one, pick number two overall, Jaden Daniels. But then you look at what happened on Friday. They made three second-round selections. They only had two second-round picks, 36 and 40. But the fact that Adam Peters turned that into 36, 50, and 53, to me, is really impressive. And then you still are able to get a left tackle slash guard in Brandon Coleman out of TCU early in the third round. And then your final pick is that big of an impact player in Luke McCaffrey. You're right. I was reading up on the contested catch stuff, and it's him, and it's Puka Nacua, right? I mean, it's wild. So I'm fired up, man. I really think they did a good job. Let's go out to the phone lines here, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Kevin in Locust Grove. What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I'm really happy with what happened in the draft room, how they handled everything. Just very impressed. But I was very surprised also because I thought that there were still a lot of leftovers from the previous scouting staff. And that really scared me, especially if it's anybody from Atlanta was still in the room. That did not make me happy. But things came out really well. I'm very, very, very excited. About the year.
Kevin, is there one draft pick that's sticking out to you as the one you're most excited for?
I'm excited to see this guy McCaffrey, who I never heard of, like a lot of people I've heard about that have been on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see what this kid does.
Yeah. No, me too, man. It seems like he's a kid that, well, number one, he's a winner, right? I mean, that's just number one. Number two, he is a football player. He's from a football family, right? A guy that can play multiple positions. But here is the PFF college record here for contested catches, all right? It is Luke McCaffrey behind Puka Nacua, Jacoby Myers, and Nico Collins as the greatest college football player in terms of contested catches with a minimum of 50 targets. That is just awesome to hear. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 1-800-636-1067. We've got Jack in Arlington. What's up, Jack? Jack, you're on the fan. All right, we'll see if we can get him back on hold. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Gary?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Thank you, man.
I am a little bit less excited about the draft than others. And here's the reason. I'm not questioning the talent that they've drafted. But at the top of the second round, I think you got to get the best left tackle available. Coming into the draft, defensive tackle was not an area of need. And I think that they have to beef up the offensive line. And as far as the cornerback is concerned, we already have a tiny corner on our team, okay? And we saw how that worked out last year. And in getting another tiny corner in the draft, I think they needed to get a little bit bigger at the corner position because St. Juste is a disaster, okay?
Right. Let me try to answer your two concerns, and then I'll let you keep going here. Number one, from what I heard, the left tackles that were available at the start of the second round there were more project guys, guys that could be starters in a few years, not right away. And so they go, hey, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. We brought in a defensive specialist as our head coach here. Let's beef up the defensive line. And with the cornerback, you can't really compare it to Emmanuel Forbes because that was a different staff there that drafted him. We don't even know if he's part of their plans. And with the Michigan guy, he might be undersized. But, in case you missed it earlier, Nick Saban said he was the best player in the entire draft. I mean, how do you not get fired up for that?
Well, you can get fired up for that, but Nick Saban is a college coach. He was not a good NFL coach. So what he says, I take with a grain of salt.
Okay.
Okay? And something on a college level is one thing, but you can't – if this guy is isolated against A.J. Brown or CeeDee Lamb on the outside, he's going to get mauled, okay? We don't have a larger corner. It proved last year that we don't have anyone in our locker room that can cover these guys. And you got to play these guys twice a year.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning the guy's talent. If we had another large corner on the roster that I think could hold his own against these other large wide receivers, hey, a slot slot corners are great. But this guy has slot corner size, and Emmanuel Forbes has slot corner size, and what we're left with is St. Juste. And I would have liked them to go ahead and get the kid from Iowa or one of the other larger corners in the draft. I'm not questioning these guys' talent. I'm just talking about from the standpoint of where we are with this roster. I would have liked them to make different moves at those two spots. And the kid, McCaffrey, I think if you put his last name as Jackson, I don't think there's the buzz around him that there is. But I think he could potentially be a good player.
Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. And look, I understand not everyone's going to be super pumped up about the draft. And he seemed to have the same thoughts that I had when I was watching initially, which is, I want Cooper DeJean. I want Kool-Aid McKinstry. Why are we trading back? We could have had those guys. But from everything I've read, I do think that this cornerback out of Michigan is going to be a star. Let's go to Chris in Manassas. Chris, you're on the fan.
Hey, buddy. For me, it's the Michigan kid. If you watch college football, he's the real deal.
So how do you respond to the last caller, Chris? He just said he's undersized. He's not going to be able to guard A.J. Brown.
Yeah. Tell that to Antoine Winfield. He's 5'9". And just a phenomenal player. A football player is a football player, and you don't go to Michigan if you're not a football player.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're not the captain of their team. The kid was a captain. He's a leader. And the tackle we got is from TCU is fantastic. He had the largest wingspan of all the tackles at the draft. They did their homework, seriously, and you could tell. And it was a genius move to get that third pick back in the second round. I thought that was spectacular.
Yeah. Good call, Chris. I appreciate you chiming in.
Yes, sir.
Yep, Commanders are going to raise hail this season. I'm excited. I would probably give it a 9 out of a 10 in terms of Friday, right? Thursday, it's the number 2 overall pick. It's you had to go quarterback there. I like Jaden Daniels, but quarterback is the most difficult position in the NFL, and I think it's the most difficult job on the planet, right, with how many big men are trying to end your life every snap and how you've got a backup breathing down your throat trying to take your job here. So it's so hard to hit on a quarterback, but I do think that we hit on every single pick we've made on Friday. Like, I feel very good about those picks. And that's what we talked about here, right, was six picks in the first 102. It ended up being six picks in the first 100 because of the moves they made. And, you know, we've been talking about quarterback, and quarterback is the most important thing in the NFL. But if you're going to build a roster here that's going to be competent, you know, quickly here in the NFL, you needed to hit on five of the other picks outside of quarterback, and I feel like they did. I love the draft. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. Did Adam Peters meet your expectations? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We got full lines. We'll take more of your phone calls next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. What's going on, DMV? I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available around the country on the go with the free Odyssey app. I've got friends, Commanders fans, that I haven't talked to in years texting me this morning. You like that? We are fired up. Stand up, Commanders fans, Skins fans, football team fans. Raise hail. What a draft! And we still have picks to make today when it continues at 12 noon. I mean, you think about this. Should I run through the draft picks? Why I'm so fired up? Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner. Jerzon Newton, Johnny Newton, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. 7.5 sacks. You like that? Mike Sanristil, the captain of the championship team, the Michigan Wolverines. Had the biggest play in that game, the 90-yard pick six. Ben Sinnott, a tight end that is being compared to, like, a George Kittle light. I mean, my goodness. You know, get me fired up with more 49ers guys. Adam Peters, Brandon Coleman, a guy that has huge arm wingspan, can play left tackle, can play guard as well. They're probably going to have to slot him in to the starting left tackle position. And then Luke McCaffrey. I know I had a caller said if he was Luke Jackson, he might not get drafted, but it's Luke McCaffrey, younger brother of Christian McCaffrey, and I'm fired up for him because this is a guy here that has played multiple positions, right? So he's starting to learn the wide receiver position in the NFL, but I think he's a guy that can play slot. I think there's, you know, ways that you can kind of hand it off to him with end-around situations. Maybe you do a trick play and let him throw the ball. He's a weapon here with his speed and with his playmaking ability. We've got six guys in 2 days that are going to be big part of the future of this franchise, in my opinion. Let's go out to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. What were your thoughts on Thursday and Friday night of the NFL draft? We'll go to Jack in Arlington. What's up, Jack?
Hi, Adam. Thanks for having me on your program, getting me in here. I know it's a busy day for you guys, and we do miss you up here, not on DMV more often, only on Saturdays. I agree with you 100% on the draft. I think some of your callers about the tackle were correct, but I'm sure they tried like a Dickens to go up and get somebody.
Yeah.
And the thing that's great about this Adam Peters is that if he's the second coming of Bobby Bethard, we're in fantastic shape.
Yeah.
And I do. The only thing I disagree with you, the draft, and keep this in mind about Bethard, the draft doesn't end after the seventh round. I am so excited about tonight and tomorrow when he goes after those undrafted free agents.
Yeah. Do you think we've reached on any of our picks so far? Do you think we've reached on any?
No, I don't think they. I don't think they reached. I think they were logical about everything. And what you said about the wide receiver, he was a former quarterback. He could be like a Nick Giaquinto back in the early first Super Bowls. You're probably going to see him throwing some passes to our new quarterback. And the tight end, the same thing. They can move him around as like an H-back. Mm-hmm. I think they're doing it's going to take a while to revamp this roster. But just think about it, too. There's going to be some tackles, linemen tonight and tomorrow that are picked up that are big guys, and they just need to be schooled.
Yeah.
And we have the coaches here to school them. And so, you know, people try to think back to Bethard when he was here. He did better in the later rounds than he did in the top rounds, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this new group, if they have a philosophy going forward in the drafts, try to get as many second round picks, trade the veterans or whatever. But if they can have a philosophy, we're going to try to get as many kids out of college in the top 100. That's a fantastic philosophy. So
yeah.
Think about Joe Jacoby. Think about all the guys that they did when they really had a great scouting team and they had a general manager. They knew what they were doing. Think about tonight and tomorrow, folks, because there's going to be people taken that are athletes. There's so many athletes. There's so many football players in playing college football at all levels. And if these guys have their act together, they're going to be bringing guys in from Division II or smaller conferences that just were overlooked, and they'll coach them up.
Yep. Good call, man.
Thank you for your time, and I really do enjoy your show, and I wish they could get you on the airs up here in DMV more often.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. And I want to let everybody know my show in Richmond is always available on the Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan. He made some great points. What I love is that Adam Peters is in place here. All right. And so let's just say, you know, look, they had four guys in the top 53 that they got, right? They're going to get four more next year and then four or five more the year after that. You know, we're going to be looking at this team in 2026, and the roster is going to be 75% guys that Adam Peters has drafted and Dan Quinn has developed. And that is what I'm so excited for. Let's go to Steve in Columbia, line four. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, man? Look, I'm real excited about this draft. And let me just say this. People who, you know, I think some guy just called two callers ago and was talking about Emmanuel Forbes' size and the new guy, the new cornerback size.
Yeah.
Anything that they did last year on defense with that regime and that coaching staff.
Throw it away.
right, exactly. Exactly. I like this drafting best player approach. And in regards, I like that tackle that we got, because I did think that Allen and Payne wore out a little bit. And last year, Mathis and Ridgeway really didn't step it up like they.
That's a great point, Steve. I wanted to bring that up. Mathis has never developed. He's never developed. He's never turned into a guy, and Ridgeway is a backup, so Newton slides in ahead of both those guys.
Yes, yes, and I'm definitely excited about what Jaden potentially can bring. I like the tackle. I like McCaffrey. I just think they're going to be coached so much better. It's going to be like night and day. So that's what all I have to say, man. I'm pumped.
Me too, man. I don't think I have many concerns right now after the guys that they've drafted so far. Let's go to Drew in National Harbor. What's up, Drew?
Hey, looking for a great party and raise hail. I thought the draft was really high quality so far, and I'm especially excited about them building a foundation. I think we're going to look back, not necessarily this year, but next year, to see how good this draft was. I think we give these guys a chance to do this again. We had a lot of holes on this team.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think we were going from last to first in a year, but I think all six players we got are going to be on this team for a while, and I'm excited about that.
Yeah. No, you're so right, right? I mean, it's all about building out a roster with Adam Peters. You know, just throw away anybody that was part of the Rivera era. You know, keep Terry McLaurin, keep Jonathan Allen, right? Daron Payne, the guys that were stars. But you know, anybody else that was on the outside, let them go and let Adam Peters bring in his own guys that he's going to draft this year, the next year, the year after that. And then all of a sudden you're going to be looking at a team that's full of talent.
Yeah, we got a roster with quality from top to bottom in 2 years. And that's what's going to be exciting. I got my Dowell Green jersey on. I remember the glory days, and I'm looking for glory days again.
I love it, man. Good call. Let's go to Rico in Waldorf. What's up, Rico?
Hey, what's up, Adam? How you doing today, sir?
I'm great, man. I mean, I thought the draft went perfect.
You know what, Adam? I'm great, too. I wanted to call in to tell you this is a 10 out of 10 draft. And let me explain why.
Yeah.
Because Adam Peters did exactly what he told us he was going to do. He said the moves we made in free agency gave us flexibility that after we fix the quarterback, we could pick the best players and not necessarily need. Now, I get the anxiety from the fan base. We suffer from PTSD. I got it. But I need everybody to calm down. We cannot let perfect be the enemy of good. Most of our fan base doesn't know what good looks like. I was fortunate enough to experience all three Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. I know what good looks like. This is good. And I need everybody just to get on board and be thankful that we have a leadership team that actually does what they say.
Yeah. And Rico, I loved, you know, I had a caller in the first hour mention, like, these guys were captains at their universities. That's huge. That's leaders of men right there. Right? That is, that makes a difference. Let's go to Josh in Oakton. Josh, you're on the fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I want to temper expectations a little bit. I think the reason we have so much excitement, I give it a 7 out of 10. We have so much excitement because, one, we've actually had picks this draft. Like, we have a number of picks, and we used them on brand names, recognizable players like Sandra Still, Jaden Daniels. So I think that's part of the excitement. I do question two things. Number one, we'll see how this trade with the Eagles works out, because they did draft a guy who was supposedly a late first rounder, a corner, which was a position of need.
Yep.
So we basically traded Cooper DeJean for Sandra Still and Sano. And I want you to notice something real quick. I watched Adam Peters' interviews. On day one, he was super excited because I think he made the right pick. Jaden Daniels over Drake May, to me, is not even close. Drake May's elongated throwing motion scares the heck out of me, because that half second that it takes, or split second it takes, is a difference between a sack strip and a first down completion.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think these things are that easily fixable with Drake May, and I think that early you have to take the safer pick. But on day two, Peters seemed a little less enthusiastic. And if you notice with the Sano pick, that pick took a while for them. I was watching the clock, and they waited to like the last 30 seconds to make that pick. I don't think that was necessarily the guy they wanted there. I think they probably wanted an offensive lineman, but they would have been reaching if they picked one there. So I think they took best available. But I don't know that 100% that was the guy he wanted, because if you watch the clock, every other pick went up really quickly. The Jerzon Newton pick went up really, really quick, and he was the best available by all accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But that Sanat pick, I think that they were a little bit kind of caught off guard with who was there and who was left. And I think that they just said, okay, look, we just got to pick the best available on our board, even though it's not a priority position of need. They need a tight end, but they need an offensive lineman, a tackle, especially more.
Yeah.
So I'd give it a 7 out of 10. I think we're headed in the right direction. I think your last caller is right. This is good. It's a step in the right direction. We're going to need a few more like it, and we still have to figure out the offensive line, because I'm worried about Daniels behind this offensive line.
Yep, a good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Yeah, I'm most excited about the fact that we're going to have Adam Peters back next year to do this again. And he's not done yet. There's still more to be done later today in the NFL draft. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We've got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Pete Medhurst will take over for me at 12 noon. Got Craig Hoffman from the Team 980 coming up in about 30 minutes. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Ricky tweets me, AWOD, I trust Adam Peters' evaluation. And I do too. And that's what I'm so excited about for this year's draft, next year, and the year after that. You know, we got our guy. You know, we talked about this at the beginning of the offseason. Washington won the offseason by getting Adam Peters. Everybody wanted Adam Peters, right? Because of his successful stops in New England, Super Bowl champion, right? Denver, Super Bowl champion. San Francisco built a dynasty there with John Lynch and now deserved, right, deserved to be given the keys to a franchise for him to be the general manager, not to be the second guy in command, but to be the guy with the biggest voice in the room making the decisions. Dwayne tweets me, AWOD, can you tell me why these callers feel like they know more football than the most sought-after GM in the league and arguably the best defensive coordinator over the past 3 years? These couch scouts truly amaze me. In Peters, I trust. I'm saying the same thing, Dwayne. You know, nothing against some of the callers that question the decisions, and I even said I questioned the decision. I didn't like trading back with the Eagles. But when you look at the outcome, I think we did a great job. I really believe that Washington got 6 impact players in the top 100 picks. Not many other teams can say that. Most of the national NFL reporters have given Washington an A for this draft. VA Hustler tweets me, AWOD, I'm tuned in. Raise hail. Wallace says, AWOD, I'm more excited for Adam Peters, the fact that he is heading up the draft, than the picks he made. He is the superstar, and everyone else is the icing on the cake. I totally agree. DC Dave says, love the show, longtime listener. I'm excited about Newton, Johnny Newton. This is big body, a big boy with football smarts that is fast. This draft has been great. I'm trusting the process. Rapid but thorough. Josh Harris still holds true. Have a good weekend. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Johnny in Fredericksburg. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, AWOD. I just want to say I am super stoked about the draft, honestly. I feel like Adam Peters is killing it. Now, I don't really know. I don't watch college football, so for me, I don't really know about any of the players you guys are talking about. And I'm not a big fan of the defensive picks, but I know we have to pick defensive picks, and you guys are saying they're great. All that's cool. What I'm most excited about is that tight end we got. Like,
tell us why.
I've been asking for – I've been asking just for a tight end this for all throughout Ron Rivera's roster. Like, why can't we have the tight end game more? And the only games that we actually did well were the ones we got Logan Thomas involved.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm just super excited, honestly. And I feel like we're going to do well this year. And I might be, you know, really, really high on the Ashburn syndrome, but I'm definitely think we're going to – we might even win the division because – you know, that's just how I feel, but, you know, I'm pretty crazy.
I love the positivity, man. Good call. I do think that with the talent that we've acquired, we can now compete in the division, right? We talked a couple weeks ago about my expectations for Dan Quinn year one. I said 7 wins, but more importantly, beat the damn Giants. Beat the Cowboys. Can we at least win one game against the Eagles? We scored 31 points twice this year and lost both games. I want us to win a few games inside of the division. Let's go to line 6. Mark in Springfield. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, AWOD. Always a pleasure to hear you in Northern Virginia.
Thank you, man.
I think, boy, that 2 callers ago, he's a pretty hard grader. 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
He's like a couple of professors I had in college, you know. I agree with you. I think the draft is somewhere around a 9 to a 9.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think, you know, the quarterback pick, I think there were 3 of them that could have been good. I've been saying Daniel since last fall when I watched a few LSU games. I think he's very mobile. I think he has a pocket presence. I think he has one of the best pocket presence out of all the college passers. And the draft yesterday, I was good with turning 2 middle-round picks into 3. And as I told you, screener, Johnny Newton, I think, is the steal
Why is
of
that?
The draft so far. Well, because he's big, he's fast, he's smart. They play a not exactly a college offense, but more of a pro kind of offense at Illinois. So I think he's used to protecting the quarterback, and I think he's got some flexibility. I think he can play tackle. I think he can play DT. I also think he's fast enough to play edge rusher too. So, our defensive line, I think it's a little bit overrated. So I think they needed the help there. I don't have any problem with taking somebody like that over a cornerback.
Yeah.
Chris Cooley has always divided football players into three types. There's the blue chippers, there's the red chippers, and then there's the white chippers that are just guys. I think at least the last three, the tight end, the D-back, and Brandon Coleman, I think all these guys are at least going to be red chippers. I think they're going to be above average, and Brandon Coleman's going to start somewhere. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to start a tackle or guard. But he can play both. He's big. He's strong. He's used to protecting the quarterback. So I think so far, I think it's been a very, very good draft. You know, not perfect, but I think when you get into the middle rounds, you know, you do the best that you can do. But I was very impressed with him turning two picks into three picks for virtually nothing.
Yep, good
and then
call,
coming
man.
Out with the and then coming out with the quality picks he got.
Yeah. All right, good to I want to talk about Johnny Newton for a second here. So I love the pick, Big Ten Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. Think about how many top 25 teams were in the Big Ten this year: Iowa, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. I get it. It was a bit of a down year for the conference with Michigan State not being very good and Wisconsin, Nebraska not living up to expectations. But you get the Big Ten Player of the Year in the conference that had the national champion in Michigan. I really, really like that pick. Let's go out to the phone lines one more time here before we take a break. Let's go to Herb in Lorton. What's going on, Herb?
My man, what's going on, man?
I'm fired up, dude. I really love Adam Peters' decision-making here. I think we won this draft.
I have to be honest. I'm not as optimistic as you about this current draft, the rounds 2 and 3. However, overall, you have no idea. I truly feel, listen, put it in writing, I truly feel that we're going to go from worst to first. I truly feel that.
But you're not giving the draft an A.
I don't. It's just the overall. And we're not done. That's the thing. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. And also, the defensive tackle that we drafted, from what I understand, I wasn't that high on him, but listening to, you know, my sources, they said, Herb, this guy's an animal. And not only that, they think that Jonathan Allen may be on his way out. That's what I was going to talk to you about, because he has no more guaranteed money on his deal. No more guaranteed money. So to free up that money and to bring him in could be something that can pay off for us for the long haul. I want your opinion on McCaffrey. What do you think about McCaffrey?
I think it's exciting. I think he's still learning, you know. I mean, this is a kid here that didn't play wide receiver, for that long. So I think it's exciting. I think there's a lot of expectations with the name McCaffrey. But look, I think he's in a position here where he's going to come into Washington, and they're not going to ask him to do too much right away, right? So they'll put him in the slot. They might use him as like a punt returner or some kind of special teams guy as well. But I think there's a lot of things to be excited about. Herb, were you all in on Jaden Daniels, though? Was that your guy?
All in.
Yeah.
And I said it's either Jaden Daniels or we need to trade the pick to Arizona and bring in the quarterback from Arizona. It's escaping me right now. But the little guy.
Kyler Murray, yeah.
Kyler Murray, yeah. So I was like, it's going to be him or Murray. I was dead serious about that. And the fact that we got Daniels, and I'm hoping, I think there's another trade out there for a wide receiver. So just don't be too surprised if we wind up getting Ayuk. Or the word I'm hearing is they may even move Deebo Samuels, right? Or T. Higgins.
Yeah.
I believe one of them is headed to Washington.
I would like T. Higgins for sure. I think that's a big receiver that could make an impact right away. Good call, man. I appreciate it, man. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
With the 36th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The Washington Commanders select Jazon Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available with the Odyssey app. That was the announcement of the 36th overall pick last night. Washington going with Johnny Newton, the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. I just wanted to mention, Max, is anybody having a better week or weekend than Darryl Green? Right?
He's well-deserved, right? Like,
yeah. It looks like he was having the time of his freaking life, right? it was a party in Darryl Green's mind. Everybody was fired up. He was fired up, got me fired up. He was fired up for the people of Detroit. He was fired up for the draft. He was fired up for Washington, saying, get ready, we're coming back. He even said, I'm back on the sidelines. I mean, he was so fired up about the jersey retirement and being there to make the pick, it almost sounded like that he wanted to come out of retirement. Darryl Green was cracking me up.
I bet he could play some snaps for us right now.
I mean, I bet he could still be one of the fastest guys on the field. It looks like he's still in great shape. But, man, he looked so good rocking that 28 jersey and that 28 hat. I need to get me some of that gear now. Loved Darryl Green so much growing up. He's one of the biggest reasons why I'm a diehard Commanders fan. Let's go out to the phone lines, though. 1-800-636-1067. Give us your honest thoughts. How you evaluated the Commanders draft picks from Thursday and Friday night. Let's go to Mike in Wheaton. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, what's going on? How y'all doing?
I'm doing pretty good here. I'm fired up. You don't seem like you're that excited.
No, I'm not, right? Because, you know, we're in the first year mode of everything. Ownership, coach, GM, and quarterback.
Yep.
Right? And everybody's learning. Everybody. That's the key word, is that across the board, everybody's learning. And it's new. But going to the quarterback, you know, when you got learning, you have thinking and then reaction. And with a quarterback that's learning a new system, the half seconds increase because he's thinking, because he's learning something new.
Right.
So it slows down the reaction. And my thing going into this draft was protection that protects that time that he, those half seconds that he's thinking to react. And it just kind of bothered me because, you know, offensive tackle, anything on the offensive line to protect that puppy. He's just a little puppy right now. And you gotta protect him. And, you know, giving him those half seconds.
I understand what you're saying. Here's what I would say, all right? And I get what you're saying. Those half seconds are everything, and it ruined Sam Howell, right, because he took too many hits. But I do think they got a good left tackle in Brandon Coleman. I think they really like the guard and the center that they brought in free agency. Now they still need a right tackle. And we need to, you know, maybe Cornelius Lucas can turn into something. You know, I don't feel great about the offensive line, right? But I do think that they did address it in free agency. And because of that, they felt like they didn't need to reach for a left tackle early in the second round. They got one round three, pick 67 overall in Brandon Coleman.
Now, see, you know, my thing was in college, you know, it's a different game, okay? Because, you know, tackles can play guards in the NFL. You know, if he can't do the tackle, he can move down inside where he has a man to his right and a man to his left.
Yeah.
And then he's still a monster. He's still he's a super haul, three plus, and he can move around. But we needed some pups on that old line also to be able to because you know injuries are going to happen.
No, you're right. Okay? And here's what I would say, Mike, and I want to get to more phone calls, is we still have draft picks to make today. And then, you know what, there could be a trade that happens or somebody. It feels like every single year a starting left tackle or right tackle will be cut during training camp. And so Washington could beef it up later on this offseason. Let's go to Zeke in D.C. Zeke, you're on the fan with AWOD.
All right, AWOD. How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. What are your thoughts?
Well, you got back to back because I'm just like Mike, man. I love my first. The first day was awesome. Jaden was always the number one pick.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like Mike, man. We did not do a good job on day two. We should have been looking heavily at linemen. We passed up on a couple of left tackles that could have possibly become starters. And I just don't think we really have to protect. I mean, Jaden's going to be our future. Mm-hmm. And I can't see him. We had one of the worst offensive lines in the entire league last year, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And we haven't done hardly anything to improve that.
Right, but so hold on. But I see what you're saying. Your concern is right, but hold on. Let me ask you this, though. But you just mentioned the left tackles that we passed up on are projects. They're not ready to play right away. Did you want them to go get a project?
No, I disagree. I don't think they were a project. If you look at them, look at their rankings. The one that we missed, I forgot his name, but he was a top 40. In the NFL draft, he was ranked number 40. I think it was, but you look at the rankings.
Look,
let me go through.
Here are the offensive tackles that went in the second round. You had Patrick Paul. You had Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame. You had Roger Rosengarten out of Washington and Kingsley Suamatia out of BYU. That was a run there late in the second round. Yeah.
Suamatia was ranked 40th out of the draft. Whereas the guy we picked, Brandon Coleman, was 100, wasn't even in the top 100.
Right.
So I think we made a mistake there. We should have picked him up. We had a chance to Amatia. He's a great. He started all 4 years as left tackle, and he could have been a possible starter. That's my only thing. All the other picks, I like. I love. I just wish we had solidified that left tackle.
No,
that's my only thought.
No, you're right. Like that's why I wanted us to move up in the first round. My only concern is left tackle. I'm just hoping Brandon Coleman can be that guy. Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to you know what? I'm sorry, guys. We'll take more of your phone calls. We're up against it here. We got to take a quick commercial break. Reggie, Andy, Junior, I see you guys on the line. We'll take more of your phone calls. I'm live and local until 12 noon here. We've got a quick commercial break, and then we got a special guest. Craig Hoffman was in Detroit for the NFL draft. He'll give us his perspective. Coming up next, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available around the country with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't change that dial. I'll be right back.